cliffcentral.com.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
Let us get it started. It's a Friday, a few minutes past 9 a.m. right here on cliffcentral.com. Thank you so much for having us on. My name is Siya Sangwenifin, and this is Untapped Talent. It's a whole new time slot. It's a whole new format of the show, but it all just stays the same. It's all about shining a spotlight on budding talent, people who I think absolutely deserve it. So if you've been on this journey with me, I was actually counting like last night. It was like 43 shows in. Like, wow. 43 shows every single week. I get to talk to interesting people, but I felt it was time to do something just a bit different. What I want to really focus on now, and as you continue with me on Untapped Talents, is really just telling the stories of these young up-and-comers, but also getting to learn from people who know better. You know the good old saying, experience is the best teacher. Well, now what I'll be doing every single week is inviting someone who has a story to tell along with someone who's actually been on that journey before them. So case in point, this week I have young model Audrey Tshabalala joining me. She and I will be chatting, talking about her journey. She's, you know, been doing some great stuff. I last spoke to her on the 12th of November last year, and my oh my, like in a few months I start to like doubt myself. I'm like, what did I do in the past few months? Because what she has done has been like awesome stuff. And then later on in the show, I'll be joined by Siri Smith. Now, she's an accomplished model, and I don't even feel like model encapsulates everything that Siri has done. She's now a TV producer, TV personality, entrepreneur as well. So she's just a wonder woman. So Siri will be giving us lessons that she's learned in her journey thus far. And it's all just in the joy of the show. Hey, I really do hope that this show will end up being that ultimate just drive of inspiration and just proving that you can go out there and really do exactly what you set your eyes out to do. You can accomplish that with, you know, the right mindset. Cool? You know, great. So come along with me. You know, you can always join on the conversation, right? We have our official account on WeChat. It's Cliff Central. And all you have to do is tap connect and message to show to ask any questions or to add on to the conversation. Or you can also tweet us at cliffcentral.com. Or at Sia_SF. All right, are we ready? For the first time ever, it's a Friday, brand new time slot. It's 9 a.m. We're about to get the weekend into play. This is Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
So very, very excited to talk to her. The 12th of November. I think I may be slightly dyslexic. Last time I spoke to her, but here she is now. Audrey, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Sia?
I'm good. Like, I think I said this to you as we were confirming the show this week. I said, I wonder how your parents and your family must be feeling, because yeah. I just feel like a proud parent just seeing you. Last year, you came onto the show. You were just about to do the fashion show to raise funds for your trip to the States later on this year. And we just got to talk about that. But just seeing your career evolve in the last few months has been one of the greatest and most special things, really, I have to say. So let's give some people some background knowledge to when you came here back in November. What was it all about then?
Oh, back then it was about me raising the money to go to New York and Orlando, Florida. For those who don't know, I'm a model. You'll find that
there's someone out there who doesn't. Model. Listen, I don't know about you. I would be calling myself a model or schmodel. Just sounds fancy and cooler. Yes.
You like fancy things. So, yes, I've been selected to go to New York and Orlando, Florida to represent South Africa. So I had to raise $69,980.
Just casually?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, to be able to go out for this trip.
Uh-huh.
And I've been hosting exhibitions, fashion shows, selling, what's this, bands. And just giving it my all to be able to go for this trip. And I got a sponsor. So I've been writing to newspapers.
Wow.
I've been writing to radio stations. And I got an article published right after I saw you, I think. No, was it before or after?
I don't remember. Let's just go with after, so that it sounds like you were on the show. Then it was because of me. No, I'm joking.
No, I've just been like, I've been doing quite a lot of things for me to be able to get the word out there. So sometimes I get confused on whether it was before or after. But yes, I wrote I got an article, Go the Star, and Kutlano wrote an article for me.
Awesome. Shout out to Kutlano.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
A lawyer, so one of the lawyers, he has a law firm in Stanton,
okay.
So the article, and he reached out. He was like, I'd like to help you, but I'd still really? Want to see how driven you are with everything. So at first he just said, I'll give you a certain amount, which was maybe like half of the amount.
Yeah.
So I still had the idea that, okay, I still have to raise more money. And as time goes by, he just said, I'll pay for everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, after...
Hold up. Does this person not want to be named? Because I would...
He doesn't really like the spotlight, but I put him out there.
Wow, okay.
His name is Mr. Sibuyi.
Okay, yes. Mr. Sibuyi.
Dennis Sibuyi.
You may not necessarily like the spotlight, and really it isn't about, you know, being all vain and pompous, but we really want to say thank you on behalf of Audrey. I think it's an... awesome, awesome thing to support young talent. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this is all, by the way, for art, you know, the Applause Rising Talent Showcase. You were selected to represent South Africa. When are the specific dates? When are you heading over to the States?
I'm leaving on the 14th.
Are
14th of June, and I'm coming back on the 24th. I'm so excited. So I'm just containing this excitement. Because
yeah.
when I got here, I was like, should I jump on the couch? No, I'll get CFI'd.
Listen, so you can jump on the couch. On the you'll have your Tom Cruise moment. It's fine. And I'm sure you're doing like a day-to-day countdown.
Yes, I am.
How many days do we have to go?
38 days.
See, I knew it. That's like a good month and a week-ish.
Yes.
Awesome. What's the preparation like? What do you have to actually get in check before you leave?
I went for my last boot camp 2 weeks ago.
Ooh, boot camp? That sounds intense.
Well, they push us. They push us. My agency.
Okay.
The ones who scouted me.
Yeah.
Just you artists. They just here in Rivonia. They push us. They want to see us do well. And because I remember when I started with my first boot camp, I just went there and I'm like, I'm a model.
Yes.
I'm a model.
I can just walk up and down and I think, is that fine?
Yeah. And Louise and El Subi, they are one of the, like, they push you. So they were just like, you are not going to New York just to get there and model. What is this? So you have to join acting as well. I was like, what? No, I don't want to do that.
And
yes. But they want to see you do best, and they know that you have the potential to do more.
Yeah.
So I found myself also getting into acting. So with the boot camps, what they do is they give us a run through of the categories that you're going to enter.
Okay.
And they just train us on those categories and see like where we can work more. Just to perfect the craft and
can't
everything.
Can't they call it training? Boot camp kind of sounds intense. Like, you're not going to like run laps or something.
But it is that intense. You're not running laps, but they're getting the best out of you. It is that intense because you go there on Friday, you're just like, yeah. And when you come back.
They mean business.
When you come back on Sunday, you're just like, I want to sleep. I don't want to see anyone.
Oh, so it's a whole weekend.
Yes, it's a whole weekend. You get the whole weekend where they just train you and you meet people like you. When you go to these boot camps, the first time I was just like, but I got there and you're just like, what do you do? And this person is doing the same thing as you, or they're not doing the same thing as you, but they understand. Because in most cases when you go out there and you tell someone, they're like, oh, so what do? You're like, I model. And they're like, okay, cool. What else?
Yeah. Oh.
Because it's still not like seen as...
something credible,
yes.
Something
they're like,
that actually
else?
Needs hard work.
Yeah, they expect you to say, oh, I'm also a teacher or a doctor or whatever. But when you go there, you just tell the person, I'm a model. They understand. They want to know what category. You know?
Yeah.
It's that cool.
Do you know what? I think like the arts as a whole and the entertainment industry sometimes gets a bad rep because it looks easy.
Yeah.
You know, but what people don't realize is for it to look that easy takes tons and tons and tons of work.
True.
You see shows like, I think, Dance Moms on Lifetime where, you know, there's this crazy, crazy dance teacher who's really, really hectic with the little kids who are in her dance school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see them cry, you see the moms get flustered, and then a few months later, you see one of them on Sia's chandelier video. So you kind of see that hard work does pay off, and this is something serious and of substance.
It's like our drama teacher.
Uh-huh.
He's just like that, Steven. He gets the best out of you. You're just like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. Can we take a break and whatever? But he breaks you to that point where you just want to do more. You want to see yourself actually perfecting in what you're doing. It's with Elsubi as well.
Yeah.
And Louise. They just like, you're not working properly. Why are your hands everywhere? And you're just like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. They make you do it over and over again.
What keeps you going though?
My family,
mm-hmm.
and just my close friends,
mm-hmm.
that, because now I can actually count my friends. This journey has been hectic here. Since I saw you between November and now,
uh-huh.
I had a lot of friends.
Friends, even sometimes in inverted commas.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And between then and now, sure, I can count them in my hands.
Yeah.
So it's just those close friends and my family, my loved ones, just knowing where I want to be. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah. And where is that ultimately, though?
I want to be an international top model.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just want to be a South African. I want to be recognized in South Africa, but I want to be recognized internationally as well.
Yeah.
Where you see my face and you just like, I know that person.
Yeah.
Or you just hear my name and you know that, oh, she is really
not just
good
a pretty
in what
girl.
She does, you
yeah,
know?
But yeah. It's Audrey Tshabalala type of thing. And it's definitely possible. Listen, I think this week more especially because I just saw a second picture of Trevor Noah. You know, we saw the first one of him and like Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld watching baseball. Then this week I saw one of Trevor Noah and it was Jerry Seinfeld the first one was Trevor Noah getting into Jerry Seinfeld's like super car, it was a sporty car. Then I also saw the one with John Legend and I think it was Common or Lenny Kravitz or something. I was like, this guy rolling. So definitely I see that going on. It will definitely happen.
Thank you.
Yes, thank I'm very, you. Very excited. So listen, let's get into a deeper conversation straight after this. Suri Smith is joining us and I think she can teach us a thing or two. What say you?
Yo, and she's beautiful, hey?
Let me just say that in studio right now, it has officially changed. It is selfie central. I do not know how many pictures I've now been in, but when you have two models, this definitely happens. This is Untapped Talent with me, Sia Sangweniford.
Unreal, uncensored, unradio. CliffCentral.com.
It's Untapped Talents with me, Sia Sangweniford, right here on CliffCentral.com. It's one of those odd things, and I'm going to give you insights into what happens here in studio. We were just listening to Mariah Carey's Infinity song, and my guests have a few choice words. Audrey, one word to summarize Mariah Carey.
Endless.
Oh,
it just keeps going.
There we go. Mariah Carey's not human. She is a Mariah Carey. Suri Smith, our next guest, is in studio.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Let's start off the pivotal question.
Wait, I need to give you my opinion on Mariah.
Yes, you need
to. She is high-pitched. You think the song is over, but it's not.
You know, I just like, we really thought it was dying down. And then the endless high notes just came
she
in.
She never disappoints.
There's just something about lifting up your finger as well as you do it. You need to just like sing along with it. Okay, so back on track. It is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com. So do you know that you can join the conversation on WeChat? Send us your messages. Tap message to show. Well, tap connect, then message to show. Van Referee says, my brother Giobetso Sono is growing up today. He's 18. Well, you know what? Since this is Untapped Talent, we will focus on the young ones. So happy birthday to your brother.
Happy birthday to you.
They are models and they also sing live on air. So if you've just joined us, I was talking to young model Audrey Tshabalala, who's just about to jet off. You'll now be a jet setter to me. Go to the States later on this year to represent South Africa. And this is a very huge thing. She raised nearly 70,000 rands just for her trip. And I just thought, I need to get you back. I really, sincerely, am so proud of you. I think what you've done is absolutely amazing, not just in your career thus far, but to be able to be young and raise this much money and to be this determined, have your head on straight, and you know what you want and you go after that. So congratulations on that. And I just thought the least I can do, since I do not have the wisdom to share with you, let me get someone I trust to have that wisdom. No pressure, Siri Smith.
I'll try my best.
No, so Siri, thank you so much for coming. And listen, you went from like Dorpi to Klaxo Brader.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that is
Dorpi.
That is intense, Dorpi. To international model.
Yes.
Let's talk about Siri growing up. Okay. What was her ambition back then?
Siri always wanted to be a model. So when I was 4 years old, my mom, I just came up with this like crazy idea that I wanted to be a model. And always used to tell my mom, I want to be a model, I want to be a model. So my mom eventually like enrolled me into a beauty school.
Yeah.
And there I went and I started modeling and beauty pageant after beauty pageant. And I just loved, you know, I loved doing it. I loved being on stage and performing and entertaining. And obviously, I just grew, you know, because I loved it so much. And thank God that people loved me as well. So.
No. So a lot of people actually, you know, models do say from a very young age, mm-hmm. their first recollection of modeling are those beauty pageants.
Yes.
So you're Miss South Africa and you remember that. For you, who was one of your like favorite Miss South Africans or models you used to look up to when you were young?
You know, it wasn't really in Miss South Africa that I looked up to. I always used to look up to, believe it or not, Kate Moss, because she is short and she faced a challenge and she overcame it and she became, you know, so super successful.
Yeah.
And, not just her, Claudia Schiffer, I really loved.
Uh-huh.
And Cindy Crawford, you know, just the normal, you know, supermodels.
They were like
we
the Brat Pack of the 90s. They were the Brat Pack models. I remember I think the label just so flew out of my head. It was that iconic campaign of like Claudia, Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell. That big five almost. So it was one of those things. So you started enrolling into modeling classes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And then where did it go and grow
so
from there?
That all happened in Klerksdorp and then where I was born. And then we moved to Empangeni.
Uh-huh.
And when I was in standard one, and there I just continued with my classes. So by the age of 15, we moved back to Klerksdorp. I was already an advanced teacher. I had completed all my diplomas at the age of 15. So I decided I'm going to open up my own modeling academy.
At the age of 15?
Yes.
Wow.
When I was 15, I was like eating crayons. I still didn't realize crayons were bad for me.
No. I was a child, you know.
Yeah.
I would play with my brother in tree houses, build tree houses, swing around in trees. I was never just a model, you know. I was a tomboy model, but I was a model.
Yeah.
So I opened up my academy. I had over 100 students. I employed my mom to work with me.
Sorry. This is too much for me to take in. At 15, you are now calling the shots and you have your mom working.
I won't say
that.
My mom has always been my role model. And she has always been my biggest support system and always been along my side and teaching me everything I know as a woman, you know.
Mm.
And so she was more my partner than me employing her. But anyway, so we worked together and then I got scouted at the age of 16 when I entered Miss Teen South Africa.
Oh, wow.
In Bloemfontein. And then I went on to model for Store Models and was a new face there. Did a short little music video, South African one for Lighthouse Family. That was my first job.
Wow.
Yeah, and then just cover after cover and just grew and just traveled abroad when I was 17 to Tokyo.
Oh, my
Lived
goodness.
There for 4 months and then just grew and grew. And, you know, once you break into the modeling world and you can get past all the criticism and stuff that goes along with it
uh-huh.
and you know, push through that, you you can be very successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the right determination and mindset, you can definitely make it work, you know, anything you want to accomplish. So, yeah, and then from there on, I got scouted. I did an FTV gig.
Fashion TV.
Yeah, Fashion TV. And then they saw me and they phoned me and they told me that they want me on a new news channel that's being launched in South Africa. So, yes, they were employing models. Okay, people. But we models can grow. And
yes,
we can
you can learn. Yes.
And I did, you know, as I've always done in my life. And now I am in the media and I am loving producing and hosting and modeling and being everywhere.
But let's just backtrack it. But there's just so much to get to. You know, it's so interesting with your career thus far. At 16, when you're now going abroad, you know, now you're traveling to Tokyo, were you not apprehensive of like, maybe I might be too young? Were you just fiercely
when
ready?
When I decided to start my modeling academy, I went out of school and I started homeschooling. So I traveled with my books. I knew what I wanted and I was going to get it.
And your family was supportive of this?
And they were supporting me, obviously. So I finished my matric. You know, I did whatever I said I was going to do. I went to my parents with a business plan when I was 15.
Wow.
I said, this is what I want to do. This is the money I want to earn. This is where I want to be in 10 years from now. Please, will you support me? And they just said there was no fault in my business proposal. So they'll support me.
Wow.
Know? Yeah.
But, you know, do you think nowadays kids are that level-headed? Because, you know, a thing we often battle with is people just see this gold, all that glitters, and they want that. Are they truly level-headed and grounded to go, let's stick to a business plan. Let's see that education is important and let's value that.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so. I don't want to lose confidence in the youth of today, because what I've seen is a lot of talent everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hope for is that they can have the determination to carry on. You know, it's one thing to have a dream, but it's another thing to make it happen. You know, and you have to go through hurdles and you have to, it's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I slept on a mattress on the ground, you know, while getting to where I am right now. You have to be prepared to, you know, chew on some rocks before you get to that glitter and glam where you want to be. Yeah.
And so let's talk about some of those rocks, you know, because now from Tani to Tokyo, that's how I see your journey.
Yeah.
How was it like venturing into Tokyo for the first time, into this whole new world, really?
It was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very scary. Models are not the easiest girls to be around. Mm-hmm. I prefer to have guy friends myself. You know?
Are they just high maintenance? Is that true?
I agree.
Listen, I'm not saying that I can't get along with girls. I love girls. I love chicks, you know?
Yeah.
But just because everyone's competing, you know, everyone needs to be the most beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're going to all these castings and literally you'll stand there and the people will discuss you like, ooh, that chick's got too much cellulite. Oh, turn around for us.
In front of you.
And you need to, you know, just grin and bear it and be like, okay, I'm not what you're looking for. I'll be what the next person's looking for.
But I find that so hard though.
It is, but that's what it is.
Because how do you not take it personally?
If you're going to take it personally, you shouldn't be in the game, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
Audrey, have you already learned that as well?
Yeah, remember with our last interview?
Yeah.
And you just asked me, how do I take it?
Yeah.
Just like she said. It's so funny because now she's saying it and I'm just like, that's it.
It resonates.
Yes, you just say, you're not looking for me, then the next person who's looking for me will find me.
I don't know if you found this, but when I entered Little Miss South Africa, I think I was something like 6 years old. 6 years old, people. This mom chucked Coca-Cola on my dress just before I had to walk out on an innocent little girl's dress. Who does that?
What is sure. To sabotage
you. To sabotage, and that's just what you even face in the pageant world, not even, you know, in the professional modeling industry. So
you see these programs like Toddlers and Tiaras and you're like, is this real?
Truth.
Is this really happening?
But it's not all bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of friends, you travel, and it does help you in the long run.
Uh-huh.
You learn so much growing up because modeling pageants, if you go into that type of world, you learn to be a beautiful woman. You learn about confidence, public speaking. You learn how to be poised, sophisticated. Yeah. So the amount of training that you put into yourself as a human being is quite, you know, it's quite impressive.
It's that discipline.
So, and that will help you also in the long run wherever you're going to go, because you're always going to have that one little extra touch above the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you can get through it, you're going to be a masterpiece. And you're going to get closer to where you want to go very sooner than, you know.
Yeah. So let's talk about all those good times, though, because I'm thinking you do see some of them, like, you know, Sports Illustrated, and they do the swimsuit edition, and they're in the Maldives or in the Bora Bora. Come on. How is that? Let's talk about the perks of this industry.
There's a lot of perks. And, you know, the money is great.
Yeah, yeah.
So once you break in, television always, you know, will pay more than print.
And it's very mainstream as well. Bigger market.
Yes. So you want to get into the commercial vibe. But print is also, you know, it's really great exposure, and they do help out new models. Mm-hmm. By giving them covers. So, you know, you won't get paid necessarily as much for a cover because it's so much exposure. But when you're new in the market, they're hunting new faces.
Okay.
So it's not that difficult to get into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But ultimately, I think you should want to put your focus on being in print and in television, and then possibly having a bigger picture of where you're going to go in terms of, you know, modeling as a profession. I heard that you mentioned earlier that people don't really see modeling as a profession, which is the truth, but they don't realize that it is a job. It's a full-time job. When I got to Tokyo, I mean, I went straight from the airport to a casting. And I mean, you're flying for how many, 20 odd hours?
Yeah.
You know, you exhausted, you bloated. The last thing you want to do is put on a bikini and stand in front of like a bunch of people.
With a smile.
With a
That's
smile
totally
on your face.
Forced.
Yeah. So, and you know, and they do weigh you weekly, and it's like,
no.
You have to be a certain weight and all of that. So it's, you have to, it's a lot of, you have to be, what do you call it?
Disciplined.
The Afrikaans corpse began.
Yeah.
You have to be disciplined.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing, you know, to work long hours, because it's casting after casting after casting, girls hunting job after job after job. Yeah.
What is an average week for you like?
For me now, I'm in television, so for me, I don't have a
an
personal
average week.
Life.
But back then, with modeling?
Back then, I would do about 5 castings a day. That's when you're like abroad.
Okay, so a casting is you walk in, there's a casting director of you.
Yes,
you get the brief.
Brief, yes.
Yeah.
So they'll tell you we're doing a Cliff Central commercial, and we're looking for a beautiful brunette, and she's going to have to come in, and she has to sit on the chair and fall off the chair and laugh hysterically.
Okay.
And then that brief you'll get once you get there at the casting only. So you have like, I think 10 minutes to quickly prepare. Sometimes you only get it once you're in the casting room. So you really need
to know. You're preparing in front of them.
Yeah, you really need to know your stuff in terms of acting and stuff like that. But I think you can look at anything in South Africa, in Johannesburg, you know, when it's not season, maybe 2-3 castings a week. When it's in season, which is normally between September and March, you're looking at anything between 3-4 castings a day.
Pardon my ignorance here. What defines a season?
A season. Okay, it all has to do with seasons. So obviously you want in print and in commercial, you want the best weather possible to be filming in. Yeah. So you can't really, when it's raining, unless you want a rainy shot. But then people would travel to the you know, destinations where it's actually summer. So people will come to Cape Town in between September and March, and then, you know, a whole bunch of international models, and everyone is just competing for the next job.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had like 5 castings a day.
Yes.
So 5 of those scenarios where you walk in, panel of people you do not know.
Exactly.
You now have to, maybe they say, oh, well, you're going to drink this coffee and it's the best coffee in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you drink that, try to put it.
And you don't
smile.
Have a cup in your hand. There's no coffee.
Oh, no.
You're all acting it out.
Now you're ruining things for me, because, you know, I see like, I see coffee, or not coffee, like chocolate adverts, and I'm thinking, what a cuck life really
yeah,
it
how
isn't.
How much coffee must they drink?
Yo, you sit there and you're just chowing down chocolate after chocolate after chocolate. This is the best thing ever.
No, like I had an apple. I kept on biting and spitting out, biting and spitting out. No, you can, sometimes there are some props, but no, you have to improvise.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have like about 5 castings a day. Mm. Did that happen right through the week for you?
That did, yeah, in season in Cape Town, yeah. And you also have to wait in between the castings. Sometimes there's like 200 models waiting to cast, and then you have to sit and wait. So it's also a waiting game.
How do you not go crazy from that waiting game, though?
You learn to have patience.
Yeah. patience is clearly something we all need to learn of here and there. And the right sort of, what have you learned about the right sort of people around you? You know, Audrey said something very profound, you know, just a bit earlier on. She said she's definitely cut down on her friends. Mm. And I think that's a big lesson to learn right now. Because I see some of these, you know, not even models necessarily, but big time celebrities. And they're walking around with like 1,500 people. And I'm like, but guy, these are not your friends.
Yes.
These are people who, when you go to the Oscars, are just going to the Oscar gift suite to take all your freebies, or they're just there to be seen by cameras. How do you start to filter the bad people out of your life?
Well, my dad has always taught me from a young age that you should be counting your earthly friends and your spiritual friends on one hand. So if you have too many friends, you know that some of them are going to be fake. So by the grace of God, I've always had really good friends in my life.
Yeah.
My two girlfriends, we've been friends for over 14 years, both of us, individually.
Yeah.
But I've had people in my life for many years. But in terms of not friends, in terms of just people around you, the modeling world, and I'm just going to be blunt.
Okay.
Is filled with jealousy, and I don't want to say all models, but because you have to, it's catty, and it's a difficult world to be in. You know, you're going to be faced with eating disorders, you're going to be faced with drugs, and I'm saying it blunt because that's just the way it is. So you have to be strong in knowing who you are and where you want to go, and know that on the right path you can accomplish it.
And how do you not get off the track? You know,
you have 5 friends
that will ground you.
Yes,
okay.
That will ground you. And I would personally, for me, I stay close to the word. So for me, that's what kept me grounded. But when you see that you're presented in a situation and your spirit tells you, this is not where I want to be, you get out of here.
Yeah.
You get out of there, because then that could just pull you down so quickly.
Because, just this week as well, on Australia's Next Top Model, there's a model who has been targeted for having 1 green leaf salad a day.
Yes, that's not healthy.
Only
that is not
1
healthy.
Green, and you'll hear people who take drugs just to stay slim. You'll hear people who, craziness, absolute craziness.
I'm telling you, 5 meals a day, lots of water and green tea, and you will never have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Yes. A little bit of exercise to stay healthy, but mainly eating regularly, small meals, and drinking green tea and lots of water with lemon and, lukewarm water. That's all you need. You don't need drugs or anything like that.
Yeah. But let's be honest, have you ever been in a cat fight? Since you're all up on the catwalk.
I'm not going to lie and say no.
Let's hear it.
It gets juicy.
I'll stand up for myself when the situation presents itself. But
I love that. That's so diplomatic. I will stand up for myself.
But I'm not an angry person by nature. So if I had a heated word, I would go and apologize almost straight after. So.
Because I can't remember who said this, but it's someone in the public eye. And this is, at the end of the day, modeling is a business. They said, there's no space for friendliness or friendship in business.
I to an extent disagree.
Okay.
I think you should be on a friendly basis with people. You know, you should be friendly. People should know you to want to do business with you.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want to give someone R1 million if I don't know them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But in terms of friend, like giving them a part of your soul.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe distance yourself a little bit.
Audrey, is this helping? Are we taking notes?
I'm learning.
Okay, because this is very intriguing for me as well. I'm like, okay, this is kind of intense. So let's also talk about longevity within the industry. How do you maintain that if, you know, you do want to be in the modeling industry for a while? You know, because you look at some people, you know, I think Heidi Klum only just recently quit being a Victoria's Secret model.
Like
five years ago. It's insane.
I know.
I'm not even a woman and I just want to have her body.
I just want to eat wine gums. I'm like, yo, give me some of that wine gums.
What's her face? Gisele Bündchen recently quit like a month ago maybe. And then you get like Tyra Banks who quits when she was like 30.
Right.
So versus Heidi Klum when she's pushing 40. Mm-hmm. How do you maintain being relevant and how do you maintain that longevity as well?
You have to attend each and every casting. Even models within the industry don't attend castings and they don't get work and they're always asking, why am I not working? Because you're not actually putting in the hours.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking after your appearance and you're not going to your castings.
Yeah.
So that is the main thing you need to do. If you've got a job, do it, you know, and chase your dream. I've seen models stay in the industry for a long time. You can do mature photo shoots. You know, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
But you have to think a little bit further than what are you going to do that's different, that's going to make you stand out, except just being a model. If you look at all of them, they have different things that they're doing on the side. They've got a clothing line, yeah. They've got a perfume, you know, and all of that. So think about ways that you can put your name out there that will get people to recognize you and get interested in you as a human being and stay interested in you.
Yeah.
Modeling could definitely open up a lot of doors. People see your face. They'll phone you to become an ambassador for this, ambassador for that. So if you're good at what you're doing, I think it will all just follow. It will all come.
You know, but I also think at the end of the day, as much as people may scoff and they may not take modeling seriously, at the end of the day, it is your job,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And you must take it seriously like a job. Yes, staying with Australia's Next Top Model, Kim Kardashian was on this week.
Oh, was she? I thought she said she wasn't going to do it.
Okay, so now let me just read it out since we're talking about this. So Kim Kardashian was like the guest judge for this week on Australia's Next Top Model, and so she set up a challenge for them, and guess what that challenge was?
Selfies.
Yes.
No. What? That is hilarious.
And listen, I trust the Daily Mail. I read the Daily Mail, daily, because I trusted, you know, for it to be a credible source of, you know, hard-hitting stories. But when I saw this, I was like, what is going on with the world?
Yeah.
So it says, currently boasting over 30 million followers on Instagram, there's no doubt selfie queen Kim Kardashian knows a thing or two about working her best angles on social media. It's like, what is going on? So listen, yeah, I think even if, hey, some people may release books of selfies and selfies may be challenges, this is your job at the end of the day.
Mm.
And I think when you look at the likes of Naomi Campbell, who's now in her 40s and she's still gorgeous and still relevant,
yes.
It just shows that at the end of the day, it is a business and you're taking it seriously.
Mm.
But sticking with that as well, how do we deal with difference? You know, your different look may be what makes you unique,
exactly.
But at the same time, it may be your biggest insecurity.
I've struggled with that all my life,
mm-hmm.
to be quite honest, because I've got an accent. Yes, I'm Afrikaans.
Yeah,
and I get...
Yes, prachtig, Siri.
Like donkey.
Enku on WeChat says, no, Siri, you're from Klerksdorp, so don't diss us. You should represent, girl.
I can represent Klerksdorp, man, you.
That was a horrible accent from my part, but you get what I mean.
No, what was the question? I'm like, insecurities. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Audrey.
So, I've always been insecure. My look is very different. I've got freckles and blue eyes and dark hair. So, I look like I'm from another country, really. And everyone always thinks that I'm from another country, but I'm just an Afrikaans girl from Klerksdorp. So, the challenges, is that what the question is?
Why? Yeah,
I'm like, why is that guy like saying I'm not representing Klerksdorp?
Henko, substantial, damn it. You just threw us off. No, but it really is. I do not know how you can stay so fierce and so driven and so secure in yourself.
I think once you get to know yourself, you get to love yourself. And then it all just becomes clear to you. It is the truth. It can be your what makes you stand out. And to this day, I had to learn how to love what makes me different.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I accepted it, I was more out there than what I was before.
Yeah.
And no one is the same. I mean, we were all made to be different.
Yeah.
How boring would the world be if we were all the same? So I just had to learn how to embrace it. And I think that's just something that each and everyone has to do for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a journey, you know, it takes time. And that's why they say wisdom comes with time.
Hmm.
Because as the years go by, you get to know yourself as, you know, for who you really are. And you get to love yourself. And then you become wise. You see the world differently. So I think everyone should start taking pens and notepads and start writing down their thoughts. We've got a Dr. Phil moment here.
Yes. She's giving us homework, okay?
So just get to know yourself and then the rest will follow.
Mm. Suri, what would you have to say has been the biggest lesson? Or let's just say one of the top three lessons you've learned in your career thus far.
Top three lessons. Sorry, I've got a bit of a flu. Top three lessons. To guard my mouth.
Okay.
And to be humble and to always be grateful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Done. She's so profound and deep. She makes us write notes. I'm like, okay. I might be a schmodel if I do these top three notes. I'll be a schmodel too.
You know, I've been calling myself a schmodel for many years.
Done. You see?
And people are like, what's that? I'm like, no, it's a supermodel, bro. Yeah. Don't you know? I'm not, by the way.
But you definitely are. I was just thinking to myself, with a name like Suri Smith, I'm sorry, but you were not.
My name is actually Sarita.
Really?
Yeah, it's just too Afrikaans, man. I'm like, who will Sarita. Everyone know? Suri. Okay, cool. I'm Suri. If you want to know something, call me. I'll tell you.
How do you spell Sarita?
Sarita is Sarieta.
Uh-huh.
And Suri is Suri. Don't ask me why. It is the way it is.
When did you decide to change it?
When I started modeling. So it was my stage name. Yeah. Because I went to castings and I'm like, hey, I'm Sarita. And they're like, you know. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, okay, so you can't pronounce it, I'll just be Suri.
Suri is very universal. It's like,
exactly.
I see how you fit in Tokyo. It's very...
No, they couldn't. It was Suli in Tokyo.
Oh,
yeah,
bless
but
them.
It's okay.
Yeah, look, we'll now say Tom Cruise took it from you,
exactly.
And that's how they named it.
I'll
baby.
Claim it.
Okay, Audrey, I like Audrey though. Please don't change it.
Yeah, I love
and Chabalala works as well. Just keep it, okay?
We're not going to change it.
What would you have to say has been one of the things you'll definitely take note of from what Suri said today?
Well, she said quite a lot of things, eh?
Yeah.
But just knowing who you are, I'll just sum it up. Knowing who you are, staying grounded.
Yeah.
And keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Humble. Just stay humble.
And then definitely Suri as well. Anything you'd like to, last final things you'd like to let Audrey know as she jets off soon?
I just want to let you know that you are more than willing to accomplish your dreams. And I'm so incredibly proud of you for representing South Africa. And I know that you're going to be a huge, huge success. Just keep your morals and your values with you always wherever you go.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I knew
Dad, and this is exactly what it's all about. So thank you guys so much for stopping by this
thank
morning.
You.
No,
thank
Audrey, you. I cannot stop singing your praises. I'm absolutely proud of you.
Thank
I cannot
you so
wait
much.
For you to go out. Hold up. I just reminded myself of something. Because this is what I remembered. Last year when you stopped by, I said, yeah, you'll start rubbing shoulders with great people. A few weeks later, she had a photo shoot with soul singer Erica Badu.
Oh, my word.
Miss Madam, let's talk about that quickly. How did that come about?
Oh, it was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
The friends you keep. A friend of mine saw a post on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And then they CC'd me. I sent my pictures. They didn't reply. It was just like quiet the whole week.
Yeah.
Like, you see this post on Monday. They were quiet the whole week. So the shoot was on Saturday. On Friday, I get a call. So, are you good for tomorrow to come shoot and everything? And I was just like,
how
what?
Was she?
Yo, she was amazing, hey? She was just amazing. And what I've learned from her is just be yourself. just be yourself. Because she just gets there. She's so comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah.
That you, I wasn't thinking she's actually a singer or whatnot. No.
She didn't carry that. Mm-mm. I'm better, famous, important.
I was not even thinking she's a model just because of the way she just handles herself.
Yeah.
And I've just learned that just be yourself.
So now I feel like let's speak more things into existence. Because the last time I said you're going to rub shoulders with the right people, then you're with Erica Badu. So now I'll see you on
rubbing
a talk show.
Shoulders in New York City.
Oh, yes. Let's see you on like Good Morning America or something.
Amazing.
Very, very soon.
Thank you.
All the best, Audrey. And then thank Suri,
you.
Thank you so much for stopping
thank
by as well.
You,
we'll see you on the talk show, right?
For real. Catch it every Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Channel 405. And Friday at 3:30, Saturday and Sunday, 6:30.
Awesome, awesome.
For all your
stuff.
Motoring news and excitement.
Look at her. From like Dunnies to Tokyos to talk shows.
I love cars. What can you say?
This has been an awesome edition of Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com. Thank you so much to my awesome guests for stopping by. And most importantly, thank you for listening. Until next week, if you feel like you have a story to share, do email me, untapped@cliffcentral.com. Until then, my name is Sia, and I'll see you.
CliffCentral.com.